You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is What Jurgen Means to Me, a special episode in which I chat with four different contributors to find out what Jurgen Klopp means to them. We thought we'd do it ahead of the release of Jurgen, A Journey in Five Parts, by the Anfield Wrap, supported by Erdinger. The first person I spoke to was Harriet Pryor, who told me that actually, she was straight on board with what Jurgen had to offer.
Do you remember that Jamie Carragher moment where he finds out that Brendan Rodgers has been sacked live on air and everyone's just sort of looking around like, oh my God.
The touch of the knee from Thierry Henry, is that?
Yeah, like what comes next? And I think I just remember feeling like full of anticipation, anxiety, hope, and all those things combined. And then Jurgen Klopp comes in and all of a sudden I felt a sense of calm. That's just what he does to you, isn't it? He comes in, he does that first press conference, he says that famous line, from doubters to believers, and then you just feel like everything's going to be okay. And I was basing that on nothing. I was basing that really on no former knowledge of what he was going to be like as a football manager, what he was like as a person, how successful he'd been at Dortmund. I didn't really know many of those things, but all I knew is that the first time I watched him and saw the clips they put out on social media and all those things, I just felt like, you know what, I think we're going to be okay here. I think this is right. I think this is a good fit. And obviously it turned out to be the best fit possible.
Did you, to sort of turn that phrase on its head a little bit, did you have any doubts in the early part? You know, having had that immediate sense of we're going to be okay, did you have any things of where you were like, maybe we're not going to be okay? Or was it just like, were you converted right from the word go?
No, do you know, it was interesting timing for me because he came in a year after I'd started my degree at university. So I'd moved off to Scotland. I wasn't able to go to as many games. I'd often get the train. So I'd do a big old journey from Scotland to York and then across to Liverpool to go to the games a few a season. But it was a time when everyone goes through these times where you can't engage with the football as much as you maybe want to or your life allows you to. And I think the year before that, the 2014 year, before Jurgen came in, I was going through a period of not being able to engage with it as much and having those like doubts of like, where does football fit in my life? How am I able to slot everything in? And then when he comes in, I think those doubts were still there. They were still very present. And obviously the team wasn't doing as well. So that's all compounded of like, okay, how am I going to fit in the middle of exam week and revision week, going to a trip to Anfield, we're probably going to watch us not do very well. And obviously I did it anyway, because that's what you do it for. You love it and you're there for all those good times, bad times. But there were doubts. There was doubts. And I think throughout the whole of the first season, really, although there were signs of real progression and real, like, this is what this team is going to be capable of under Jurgen Klopp, the squad wasn't good enough. So you could only paper over the cracks. But then slowly throughout his first season, and his second season in particular, you're like, okay, this is what this man is capable of. Let's trust. Let's go all in. Let's give him the time. And those doubts start to slowly disappear.
What were the early highlights for you? What were the big moments where you were like, yeah, this is just great?
I was just reading about some of his sort of early moments, and it was 3-0 against City, was it? When he goes boom, the boom moment.
Right.
When everyone's like, okay, wow, this is how we are going to perform and set up against really big teams. But then for me, the big one, relating back to being at uni, was the Dortmund game, the comeback, because I was sat revising. I had my laptop on one hand with the football on, and then I had all my revision notes in the other hand, and I was like kind of looking in and out of it. And then last half an hour I'm just all in, because this incredible comeback is on, and then you see the elements of